You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Dom, Emily, do you like guys with beards?
I like guys, yes.
Do you like guys with, I'm talking about those giant hipster beards?
As long as they put some sort of conditioning element in there. You know, it's a texture.
Do guys condition their beards?
If it's that big, you have to.
There's a lot of product you put in the beard.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Yeah, I don't need no beard
rash. A lot of oils
rash.
And serums.
So when I mentioned a few minutes ago beards and bacteria, notice the way you reacted, Jeremy.
Poop. Like,
there's all sorts of stuff
fecal.
In there, right? So here's why I wanted to surprise you. A new study has found that men with beards actually have less bacteria on their faces than men who are clean shaven.
I'm looking
on their
you
faces
too.
Or in their beards?
On, altogether, guys without facial hair were 3 times more likely to have bacteria that could get them sick on their faces.
You slugs. Huh.
There's 2 theories. One is that all the tiny little nicks and cuts that you get when you shave provide places for bacteria to form colonies. And the other theory is that maybe giant beards are an evolutionary thing that humans came up with to actually fight infections.
They say that about all the hair on your body.
Oh, yeah? Like, give me another example, Jeremy.
The pubis maximus.
He went there.
Well, it's a thing. They say that's why you
what
have hair
about?
There.
He goes there all the time.
Mine's all shaved off.
You can't grow a beard, but...
Man, that's where it all went.
He's like a 7-year-old 70s boy.
70s porn down
it
there.
It starts above my belly button.
That's why he won't take his top off.
Right.
Massive.
That's why he won't take his shirt off
like
at a pool.
It's like a hedge. Get the weed whacker out.
Mix 100.3, the Mix Morning Show with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy. And our special guest this morning is Mark Andrew.
Surprisingly chipper, I will say. Surprisingly chipper.
You're awake now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm good there.
He's fired up.
I love that there's one extra man in this room, and for the last 15 minutes, all I've heard is garage door
man,
talk.
Man, we've had garage door talk.
Like this
garage
is,
door technology.
Since Emily, you tuned out and buried yourself into like TMZ or something on your computer there.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy's talking about wishing that he had that technology where you can use your phone, an app on your phone, mm-hmm. to open and close your garage door. Mm-hmm. But you got to be on my side with this. Jeremy would be the last person who would want that for fear that somebody would hack and drive down the street.
Or if you lose your phone, I guess.
And use their phone to get into his house.
Yeah. Struggle is real, Emily.
Why do you think everybody's coming after you in
That's
your garage
a great
door?
Question. Like,
I have a lot of tools. I have a lot of tools.
He, you know when you get your 20% off Bed Bath & Beyond coupons in the mail? Jeremy shreds those so that bad guys can't
get
that.
Well, you shred your name and address.
And figure out something. He shreds every bit of anything that is sent to him, he shreds.
I do. It's safety, Em. Identity theft is real.
So is being ridiculous.
And my moat's going to be complete this weekend too around the house, which is pretty sweet.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Hey, so I want to tell you, you were telling me that you're getting new furniture.
Big day at old Jer Pizzle's house today.
Yeah.
We went out and got all new living room furniture, just kind of freshening the joint up because we've had this stuff for a while. And I was talking to Dom off the air. I equate picking out a couch with like picking out a mattress. It's nearly impossible. It's very awkward in that store, you know, trying to sit on multiple couches, trying to decide what's comfortable and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole was laying on all the couches because she's like, well, I'm going to be laying here, you know, watching TV.
It's almost a test that
right.
you have to make.
So
you
there she is
naps.
Rolling around at old AFW there on the couches. And I'm like, get up. You look ridiculous. And she's on her stomach and she's on her side. And she's like leaning over the bag.
Pictures of her doing that?
Of course I did. Of course. But that's coming today. And then the next step.
Hold on, let me ask you something about your couch. You're not doing the one that's got 8,000 pillows on it, are you?
No, sir.
Because that's the thing. These people buy couches and they have like 80 pillows
these
on them.
These people. Who these are these people?
That's what I want to know. Who are these people?
We
who
were previously those people.
Uh-huh.
Our couch now has 4, 5, 6 pillows on it. It has 6 pillows on it. And I went in and just took my hand to all those pillows, and they're gone. We're getting a pillow-free couch.
Good.
I don't want all that behind my back. But now the next step is taking the furniture we have. We bought a couple big chairs and a couch. And getting rid of the ones that we have now to dispose of those.
That's a struggle because a lot of places that you normally think would come and pick up, like I think ARC and some of the others, there are a lot of them that say,
nope.
We'll come and get this, we'll come and get that, but we will not pick up your couch.
Right. And I don't know why.
You can put it out on the street, out on the curb.
It's like the Oscars. Yeah.
You
couches.
You could put it out on the curb and look totally white trash.
I know. We talked about that, putting the big free sign
free
on
to
it.
A good home.
Or you go onto Craigslist now, I guess, and you just throw your address up and you put free couch. Previous conversation, I'm not doing that.
They're probably going to hack your garage door.
They'll hack my garage while they're stealing my couch. So I don't know what to do with this couch. So I've got a couch and two chairs now just sitting in my garage.
Why don't you bring it here into the studio so we could have a little downtime?
That's not a bad idea.
Not
bad. I'm not gonna help hike it up 12 flights of stairs?
I'm not going to help or anything.
Right.
But. Plus, you know about couches in radio stations. Within a week, what's happened on those?
There'll be fluids on it.
There's one I will not even sit on. We had a little meeting in Jeremy's production room last week. And the couch that I will not touch is in that little production room. And
it's like a plastic couch. It's weird.
Do you want to know why I won't sit on that couch ever? Is because I have knowledge of who has had sex on that couch.
Yeah.
Mark,
does it matter who it is?
I know names of people who have slept, if you will, on that couch that's in your
production. Do they still currently work here?
No, they don't work here anymore.
Do you remember? Right. And so our other couch, this big one here in the main area, when I first started on the show, I remember our prize guy TJ coming in here looking for our disinfectant spray because somebody's kid had streptococcus and was out on the couch.
Lying on that couch, I
remember
that.
And then TJ's like, I'm just going to spray the whole couch with disinfectant spray and that'll get rid of the strep.
And after that, burn it.
Streptococcus.
Staphylococcus.
Is that even clean?
I wouldn't sit on that couch either. The one out in our common area.
No.
Don't sit on any couch in this building.
I have a question. I have gotten in fights with Gentleman Caller before because my brother has spent the night on my couch, on my nice new couch in my new house. Mm-hmm. However, I insist that's like a pillowcase or a blanket or something
sheets.
Goes down.
You do, yeah.
Especially on the pillow you put your head on because you got all the grease and the oils and stuff. And Gentleman Caller never puts a sheet down. And it infuriates me to my wit's end. Am I a freak?
No, because you're getting all your body oil then on your couch.
Right.
Essentially. All your face juice.
Oh, God. If Jeremy's agreeing with me, this is bad.
I am
a freak.
We lay a sheet down.
How bad is your brother? Is he like John Travolta in Grease? Does he have that much stuff?
He's a pretty greasy guy.
Yeah, pretty hip.
He's a sweater like me. So I see all the phones ringing. My grandma is getting my old couch.
Yes, I know that. I knew that people would call. I knew people would call.
My grandma is taking my old couch and my old chairs.
You know, they're like, oh, Jeremy from the morning show. We could have his.
I'm going to smell
DNA.
That couch.
Jeremy's actual couch.
We're going to clone him.
You cannot have his couch. But they might also be calling to tell us other places that will pick them up.
Maybe.
But grandma's taking it. I had somebody tell me one time that you should reach out to some of the shelters here in the
Another great option, which is a really good idea too.
So you help out some people and
there you go.
Get rid of your couch. Plus, you've got a pickup truck, so you've got the first half.
I could throw it in the back and probably just like gun it on C-470 and just leave it in the middle of the highway.
Doesn't Chris always have traffic reports about couches?
Yes.
I could be that guy.
Now we know how that happens.
And now we know that it's not accidental.
No.
Right? Well, good luck. Thanks. Of this new furniture you're getting leather?
The two big chairs are leather. The couch is not because we still have a cat with claws, so we didn't want holes all over
it. I've never owned a piece of leather furniture in my life, but recently I sat on a leather couch in a store that absolutely rocked my world, and then I found out what the price tag was.
What was it?
Mark Andrew, it was a $10,000 couch.
What?
God. Right in your wheelhouse, then.
You better get a happy ending with that couch. I'm going to lay on that again.
And why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.